This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, the 17th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm and sunny day across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa is enjoying mild temperatures as well. A perfect day for those outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, earlier today, a ceasefire revealed through a Trump post has jarred with Israel's wartime rhetoric against Hezbollah, as Israel's rhetoric clashes with reality. Also, from Walla, just in, Defense Minister Israel Katz stated that the IDF will continue to hold territories conquered in southern Lebanon, maintaining their commitment to disarming Hezbollah. Also this hour, according to JNS, earlier this morning, amid a U.S.-led diplomatic push, Katz insists the IDF will maintain control of the security zone inside Lebanon, even as a ceasefire takes hold. Separately, Mariv reports that Dr. Kobi Berda has commented that Trump's announcement of a ceasefire puts Netanyahu in a very embarrassing light. And finally, from the Jerusalem Post, in an earlier report, Iranian negotiators received a military escort from Pakistan back home, citing a potential Israeli attack. Reaction has been swift on social media. Neri Zilber, a journalist, posted just minutes ago about a podcast discussing whether the U.S. and Israel won the Iran war and the prospects for a ceasefire deal. Vehicles have been packing highways in southern Lebanon as people return home after the ceasefire, according to Al Arabiya English, posting earlier today. Jewish Warrior 13, an online commentator, mentioned that the U.S. and Iran are negotiating over a plan to end the war, including discussions on releasing Iranian funds in exchange for Iran giving up enriched uranium. Let's go deeper. Starting with the ceasefire announcement, Ynet reports that despite a Trump post revealing the ceasefire, Israel's official stance remains firm against Hezbollah. Defense Minister Katz emphasized that any deal must involve disarmament. This disconnect raises questions about Israel's next moves and the implications for regional stability. Turning to the territorial control issue, Walla highlights Katz's assertion that the IDF will not withdraw from areas in southern Lebanon they have secured. This stance aims to ensure security, but could complicate diplomatic efforts. The continuation of military presence underscores ongoing tensions in the region. Meanwhile, Mariv's report on Dr. Kobi Berda's comments suggests that Trump's timing and method of announcing the ceasefire have caused diplomatic friction with Netanyahu. This adds a layer of complexity to the Israeli leadership's international relations strategy. On the diplomatic front, as reported by the Jerusalem Post, the heavy escort for Iranian negotiators reflects heightened tensions and security concerns as ceasefire talks continue. This underscores the sensitive nature of peace efforts and the broader regional implications. Turning to business and markets. First, CTech reports that Israeli startup Celeste has unveiled the world's first chocolate bars made with lab-grown cocoa butter in partnership with Mondelez, addressing climate-related cocoa supply challenges. Separately, Mariv Business details a significant strike by Zim workers, supported by the Histadrut, demanding better conditions, which could impact Israel's shipping industry. And finally, according to Globes, Israel's fiscal deficit narrowed sharply in March, aided by tax revenues from the Google Wiz deal, despite ongoing conflict challenges. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.